It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. When you get to the Farm Progress Show at Boone, be sure to set aside enough time to see the Brandt product line on display. You'll be able to get a good look at the Brandt grain carts and the combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by there a lot also. It'll be easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie. And now they've begun manufacturing right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out their products at a more than 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. That's where their Made in the USA 1070HP Swing-Away Auger is being produced. And other products, specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers, will be coming out of that McLean County, Illinois facility. You can get that whole story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. Look up the folks from Brandt at Lot 101, and be sure to get out to the corn combining demos, too. There's a blood shortage, again. In this season of fewer blood drives and more vacations, the Red Cross is expecting a shortfall of more than 56,000 donations worldwide, and they need to collect roughly 13,000 a day to prevent a shortage. By the way, Amazon has a gift card incentive to volunteers who sign up to donate over the next month. The son of wrestling legend Jerry Lawler has died after having been jailed in a rural southeast Tennessee county. Brian Christopher Lawler, who wrestled under the name Brian Christopher, was 46. He had been arrested earlier this month for driving under the influence in Hardeman County, Tennessee. Brian himself had a long, successful wrestling career, reaching his pinnacle in the late 90s as part of the tag team called Too Cool. In 2000, Too Cool won the WWF Tag Team Championship. From This Week in Agribusiness, the price of new crop soybeans in Chicago hasn't been above the $9 a bushel mark in about a month, as the big speculators remain quite bearish on beans. And the tally of short and long contracts held by the funds show that they are yet bearish on corn. But it's a different story in wheat. With the ongoing worries about the global wheat supply, the hedge funds and other money managers have boosted their bullish bets in the wheat futures. This according to the latest data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. It's the greatest net long position of the Chicago soft wheat futures in about 2 years. One of the latest developments in global wheat supply came out of Europe last week as the EU released a new estimate of their wheat crop, showing it at the lowest level in about 6 years due to the drought in Central and Northern Europe. A 35-year-old woman has a homeless man to thank for pulling her out of the swirling currents of the Mississippi River. It happened early Saturday morning in Minneapolis. Police reported that a woman jumped from a bridge and a homeless man who was camped under that bridge heard her and jumped into the water to save her. The woman survived the plunge. Firefighters who responded to the call offered the rescuer shelter for the night, but he said no thank you and returned to his camp under the bridge. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.